meeting at the county courthouse. The council will hold two hearings at about 6 p.m. They will consider approving a rezone and designation for the Olympic Park Spa, as well as a development agreement for the plan. County Manager Bob Jasper said the proposal aims to preserve the economic viability of the park for years to come.
The Olympic Park wants to put in athlete housing and lodging, and some of that will be laid out as affordable housing. And they want to put in a building to be used for specialized health services, medical services aimed at Olympic athletes, high altitude kind of training issues, those kinds of things. The long-term goal is to make sure that the Olympic Park survives. You know, they have an endowment, but they've been spending it down a little quicker than they'd like. So this allows them to make some investments and make the whole Olympic Park work better and bring in some revenues so that they're here 100 years from now.
Earlier in the day, the council will consider several items relating to a land swap as part of the spa plan. The Olympic Park will exchange a portion of its property for a parcel held jointly by the county and Snyderville Recreation District. That parcel, originally part of the 2008 land acquisition from Property Reserve, Inc., will be traded to be used for athlete housing. Jasper said that's to mitigate the original spa plan, which placed some development higher on the slopes.
The Planning Commission approved it and encouraged that they do it, but they bring much of the development down off the hill. The only place to bring it down is on that the PRI property that the county and the rec district own. It used to be partly owned by the city, but we swapped that out for the Gilmore property. So we're going to move it down so it'll be less visible. And in exchange for going down onto that open space property, the Olympic Park has offered us, I believe it's 7.5 acres, which is a kind of a long strip of property that actually complements the footprint of the PRI property, because we own property behind Bear Hollow there, so this would add to that. It's actually more acres than we're giving them a PRI property.
Jasper said the swap will be good for both sides.
I think it works well for the community. We get a little bit more open space out of it, gives us some more options, and it allows the development of the Olympic Park to be less invasive. For as you're driving down the road, there won't be as many tall buildings. They'll be down further on a saddle where they'll be harder to see.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.